USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Looks like you reached a bipartisan agreement on infrastructure. Fancy word for bridges, roads. Transit system, high-speed internet, clean drinking water.
President Biden reacting to the news that the Senate will vote Wednesday evening to move forward on a bipartisan infrastructure agreement. Biden making those comments at a Mack Trucks manufacturing plant in Pennsylvania. The Fed Reserve says the U.S. economy is improving and is getting closer to federal inflation goals. Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell giving a positive outlook moving forward.
We won't have an extended period of high inflation. We think that some of it will fall away naturally as the process of reopening the economy moves through, and it could take some time.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
They're calling it the new socialism. More and more Democratic lawmakers want everyone to get a basic income, even if they don't work. Free health care, free college, and more. Now, every night this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax pushing back on the new socialism and its leaders like AOC and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden's spending programs are already costing you trillions as inflation is soaring. If you care about your money, you need to watch Rob Schmidt tonight. Find out why socialism doesn't really work and how it actually can cost you a lot. Get Newsmax TV on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them and demand Newsmax or you can switch. Also, find Newsmax for free on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's news they can trust.